question from Pooja Sharma Mataji. What are the three modes of material nature? Can you explain them with an example for each? Answer: the three modes of material nature are three subtle forces that shape the interaction between consciousness and matter. The soul is spiritual and has the property of has the nature of conscious being conscious, whereas matter is, as the word suggests, material and is unconscious. So when we come to the material world, we are subjected to life in an alien atmosphere. For the spiritual soul to exist in a material atmosphere is to live in an alien atmosphere. So just as when when humans supposedly go to some outer space, they have to wear proper space suits. Similarly, when the soul comes to this material world, the soul has to have a proper dress by which he can interact with the world. And that dress comprises not just of the gross body that all of us have, but also the subtle body that enables us to interact with and control and react to the gross material body and the stimuli that come upon it. So three modes are the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. And these modes, they shape our perception of matter in different ways. So for example, if we visualize three people sitting in a bus and each of them is sitting at the window seat and three successive seats. The first person is in goodness, the second is in passion, and the third is in ignorance. So the first person in goodness is trying to read a book and the bus is bumping, and that person looks out of the window and sees a lush green forest with a soothing greenery within it. And that person thinks, oh, if I could just sit under a tree peacefully, I could absorb myself in assimilating the wisdom of this book. The person behind, so the same tree is seen, because the person is goodness, he gets a particular kind of perception. The second is, in passion, that person sees the forest, he sees the greenery, and that person immediately thinks of the latest movie that has been seen, and he starts imagining, oh, if I had a partner, I could frolic and play and dance and romanticize in this forest. So that is the result of passion. The third person is in the mode of ignorance, and the person is trying to sleep and the bus is bumping and the person is not able to sleep, and that person looks out at the soothing forest greenery and thinks, oh, so peaceful, I could just lie down and sleep here comfortably. So although all three are seeing the same trees and the same forest, the response to that is entirely different. Why? Because those individuals are shaped by the influence of particular modes. So another example could be that if a person is, if some people are watching a movie and suddenly in theater a fire breaks out. Now some people, those who are influenced by ignorance, they, as soon as they see the fire, they become petrified. Petrify literally means to become petrious, to turn into stone. So they get frozen, they can't move. They're so horrified. And if the fire keeps spreading unchecked, then just because of their petrification, they become immobilized by the mode of ignorance. They may just meet with inauspiciousness. They may die or get burned badly. On the other hand, there are those in the mode of passion. As soon as they see the fire, they just start running towards the exit doors to get out. And this is by far the more common reaction to such situations. And it creates a stampede as everybody tries to rush to the small narrow doorways Then sometimes people fall and then others run over them, putting their legs on their faces and their hearts. And a stampede itself can cause casualties, sometimes more than what is caused by the fire itself. So, in the mode of passion, one wants to act immediately without thinking. So, in the mode of goodness, if a person sees a fire, he will immediately look around. Okay, where is the fire extinguisher? So, he'll quickly move to the fire extinguisher, pick it up, and then extinguish the fire. So, from this example, we can infer to some extent that in ignorance there is neither action nor reflection. There is just panic. There is frozen panic. In passion there is action but without much reflection. Just the instinctive response is there. It is not a reflective response. Instinctive means just whatever one feels one does as per the instincts. Reflective means one thinks deeply and then acts. Whereas in the mode of goodness, there is action and reflection both. So, a person thinks properly and then acts much effectively. So, naturally, the mode of goodness is the most conducive for our well-being, not just spiritually but also materially. So, these modes are to some extent what we have acquired from our Purvajanma Samskara. Whatever karma we had done in our previous life, that determines to some extent the kind of mode that will influence us. But that is not the only shaping influence. If it were, then all of us would become more or less like programmed robots. Actually, even in our life, every day the choices that we make, the kind of association we keep ourselves in, the kind of culture that we expose ourselves to, the kind of books that we read, the kind of food that we eat, and the kind of thoughts that we cultivate, all these affect our modes. And then accordingly we can shape the particular mode that we choose repeatedly. So imagine if we have to study and it's we take a heavy lunch, and if we go in a room where everybody is sleeping, and then we sit down to study. And then we, while sitting down also, we sit on an easy chair and relax backwards and hold the book in our hands with the head leaning on the backrest. And then, naturally, that posture itself will make us practically succumb to ignorance and we will also fall asleep. On the other hand, if we go to a library where everybody is alert and everybody is studying and maybe several of them have got an exam coming up, then everybody studying seriously and we will also be imbued by the mode of seriousness. So here, of course, we are assuming that we have had enough rest the previous night and we don't need to take rest at that particular time. So the example indicates that by choosing our circumstances, we are impelled to either succumb to ignorance or to go towards goodness. And the more that we choose regularly will gradually influence us to make that our default mode. So if we say choose to sleep daily in the afternoon, then that will become a habit which will over time become almost unbreakable. On the other hand, if we choose to avoid that on a regular basis, over a period of time we will not even miss it and we will be able to function normally and effectively. So in this way, the three modes are the ways in which the external world is pursued by us, and then based on that perception we have certain emotions, and then based on those emotions there are certain actions. So the modes are what shape our perception of the world, they shape our emotions that are generated because of that, and then they shape our responses to the world. So for perceptions, I gave the example of the forest and people looking at it from a bus. And for responses, I gave the example of the afternoon resting or not resting after a lunch. And for responses, I gave the example of a movie theater. How different people will see the same thing but respond differently. And then for the capacity, for our capacity to change the influence of the modes, I give the example of taking rest in the afternoon. So in this way, by cultivating the mode of goodness, which is possible by practicing Krishna consciousness, one can actually become more effective even in one's more one material life, and of course one can get purified and ultimately go beyond material existence to attain eternal life. Thank you.